We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always do, Monday at 1 o'clock, the NFL Whip Around.
Frozen Tundra.
About them Cowboys.
All right, how about them Cowboys? Let's start in the NFC East. Or East, I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Shots fired.
One of the worst divisions in football. Let's start with the Washington retired Redskin name football franchise.
I just pulled up. I was curious. I pulled up the ESPN NFL standings page.
Yeah.
The logo has officially been removed.
Good for them. I actually am really happy about
that. Now, the
that.
Name still is there.
Yeah.
But the logo is, it's like a gray thing with a line through it. There is no logo.
That's like what they use for your fantasy football if you haven't been chosen
put a logo.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
you
start.
Need a logo. You need a logo.
Let me start. We'll start with Washington.
Okay.
Because I think the two big stories were with Washington and then two football players over the weekend, the NFL. So they're retiring the name. The name is done. They will no longer be the Redskins.
That is official.
So I can't get made fun of on the text line anymore for calling them the Washington racial slurs. Because believe me, it always happened. Every time I said it, people would somehow get frustrated by that. So there's been a lot of name suggestions out there, right? Red Wolves, the Warriors, the Red Tails, the Veterans, the Sentinels,
sure. the Presidents, the Monuments. There's been a million of them.
A ton of them. Well, we were expected to have a name by now, and it got a snag. What's the snag, you might be asking? Will Brinson found out an individual trademarked all of the names. He went and filed, trademarks for every single possible name that we had heard. So there might be a bit of a snag in figuring out how to get it. Yeah, they may have to buy it.
Yeah, they apparently have the name that they want to use, but they can't announce it because they don't own the trademark to the name. This is brilliant. I want to know how long ago he did this. Has anybody ever filed a trademark? Like, what's that process like, and why was I not smart enough to do something like this?
I don't believe it's very difficult. And I actually thought about this the last time a story like this popped up. It was when the LA Rams were moving to LA. I remember a bro bought LosAngelesRams.com, LARams.com. The team ended up having to pay him cash money for the rights to that URL.
You got
to
buy it from him.
And like you and eyes of the world and a lot of sports fans, we made fun of that person. But honestly, if I could own these things and it gets me 70 grand cash, I don't care if you make fun of me.
I appreciate the hustle right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I do too.
The statement, by the way, so yeah, who knows how long we're going to have to wait on a new name. They just announced the old one's gone. We'll have to wait and see. They got to figure out all the legal stuff behind the scenes before they announce their new name.
Very quick before you finish. One of the names he filed, in the off chance they got really just lack of creation, Washington Radskins.
Oh, God. I saw some Native Americans came out and said they should be called the Code Talkers, which I actually thought was pretty cool.
I thought that was awesome.
You go the opposite way, right? You pay homage to a good moment of American history. A lot of people, too, pointed out, did you guys read the statement that they released?
Yeah, I picked up on this, too.
So I didn't really, I mean, I just kind of read it and was like, oh, okay, there's a statement. They're changing the name. Not shocking. It was kind of reported last night that this was going to happen. And then people read through it again, and two different times in the statement, it's only like a four-sentence long statement, two different times he put sponsors before fans.
Yeah, it was always to want to make our sponsors, comma, fans, right. comma, whatever else.
Essentially pointing to the reason of why they are changing the name, not because of outrage from fans or people. It was all because of the sponsors and FedEx and the big Nike, the big money pulling out of their yep. operations. That's why they made the change. But this is kind of a funny situation, and it's the ultimate Dan Snyder situation that they're now stuck not being able to announce the new name because it's tied up in a trademark lawsuit.
Now, I have to ask, have you guys seen the South Park episode about the Washington Redskins?
I might have. I don't know. Maybe it's been a while.
I've seen highlights from it. I can't claim to have watched that episode.
The four boys, they have a new company that they want to start a Kickstarter for, and they're like, well, we need like a company name that's maybe like well-known. And so they're like, well, the Washington Redskins just pulled their trademark. So they named their company the Washington Redskins Go F Yourself. And then Dan Snyder finds out, hey, that's our team name. Like, well, you don't have a trademark for it.
You don't have that one.
Okay, now let me ask you folks a question here. Because at the bottom of all the press releasings that the name is dropped and they're going to be something else. Which, by the way, for all you sensitive Nancys out there, guess what? It doesn't take away or stop any of the history that's been made with that franchise.
No, that's...
Doug Williams, still first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought...
You know
saw,
what I mean? Like, that didn't go away because right. the names changed.
The team still exists. I saw... It's like the Civil War. I saw... somebody said they should just be called the Hogs.
Yeah, why
right.
not?
You go back to
that's what they're all the fans
they
wear.
They still have fans that dress up like hogs.
They
for
cross
every game.
Dress as hogs. Like,
dude,
just
I'm
keep
down
doing
for
it.
That.
Dude,
I
call
hate,
them the Hogs.
I mean, I know they're in the same division, and I should dislike them. But if they rename their team name to the Hogs, that's they're getting a little bit of a fan out of me.
So the release says that Snyder and Ron Rivera are working together to create the new name. One, I have a big problem with this. Why is Ron Rivera involved? He just got there.
Yeah, it's good.
You're not enough of a you're not enough of the staple of that franchise sure. for me to be a part of that process. Two, I don't trust the slimeball Snyder. Why do they not try to fill out the biggest 5 to 6 options, maybe limit it to 3, and send them to your season ticket holders and let them vote? And whatever the highest percentage is, that's your team name.
Here's what I would do with that.
I don't want Dan Snyder
no,
doing
I'm with
this.
You there. I'm with you there. The Ron Rivera thing, I thought about that too. Like, he could get fired after 2 years and you're going to let him pick the new franchise name? That's a little... And I love Ron Rivera. He's a good coach.
I'm a big fan of Rivera.
Yeah, I found that somewhat... Like, if the Patriots had to change their name and you wanted Bill Belichick to be a part of it, right? Or Tomlin's been in Pittsburgh for a long time. Like, a situation like that, I would understand it. New head coach? Yeah, kind of a weird one. I'm with you on the poll of the fans, but I would make the results private just in case they picked a name that I didn't want.
Oh, yeah.
Does that
sure,
make sense? Like,
sure.
I would be curious. I would want to submit that. And maybe they are doing private polling. I don't know. But I would submit it to the fans of, like, what do you think? 3 or 4 names. Let them pick. But I don't want it to be like a Twitter poll that everybody could see. And
no.
then you end up with, like, a name. You're like, oh, I actually didn't want that one.
Well, because you know how Twitter polls go. If you have even a goofy suggestion, that's winning just
exactly.
out of spite.
I think that's how the Portland Pickles got their name, if I'm not mistaken. I think they did a poll of, like, what should our team name be? And people were like, let's name it the Pickles. No.
Well, that you know that works in minor league ball, especially
exactly.
in cities like Portland. It's like, get it?
Right.
Huh?
And how many non-Washington fans would log on to that poll to go vote?
Yes.
If you did something like that, to vote for the name that nobody wanted.
I mean, just send direct emails.
Okay.
But I think the fans should be in control of this. Give them code talkers. Give them the red tails.
I'm all for the Hogs now that I think about it. The Hogs
well,
would be a good
give
name.
Them, you want to go Hogs, you can do that
the
too.
The Hoggettes, if you want to be...
Personally, I think it'd be pretty respectful after all these way too many long years of using a racially insensitive name to maybe pay tribute
yeah.
to said minority, whether that's black or Native American. You know, that's my 2 cents, but sure. if they go with the Hogs, or I don't care. As long as they change the name, I'm cool with it. But that bothered me. I thought, why do those two guys get to pick the name? That one guy didn't want to change the name, and he's owned the team for damn near 25 years.
Why don't they ask Doug Williams? Like, he's literally in
the
front
Doug
office.
Doug Williams. That's a good one.
I think he's, like, the VP of player personnel for them. Like, I don't know, maybe an legend
Snyder's
for your team.
Snyder's a douche canoe who wants to be in power for everything. He's not doing this because he wants to. He's doing this because he has to. Money talks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.